First off, Chuck, I want to tell you not every Catholic kid came out of there feeling good. I was wondering if anyone else noticed the oxymoron in the bulletin today. It was about this service. It said that there are going to be three brief testimonies, and the name Linda Schaefer was after it. Okay, I've been tearing up singing the song, so if you might have to listen carefully if I get a little choked up. But she's worth it, and the Lord is worth it. My saint is Carol Topp. Some of you may know her through the CRC. She was very active. She was an active member of Sherman Street, and she served on boards and committees. And her husband, for the Calvin people, was the much-loved and longtime music professor at Calvin. In 1993, the Lord put people in my life, and I was in a mess, and I remember saying a quiet yes, but that was it. And lo and behold, he puts Carol Muller and Carol Harris in my life, and I start coming here. And 4 months after that, my therapist that I was seeing, she was not a Christian therapist, and I probably would have been dead if I kept continuing with her because I was a victim. And Carol, right off the bat, said, "You are not a victim, Linda." And she was such a strong Christian. Now, I know it's hard to imagine, but I was not as suave as I am now. And when I met Carol, here's this tall Dutch woman in her 50s, and I mean proper. And I look at her and I said, "This isn't going to work," because I was trying not to drink, but it was hard. I was a smoker. I must have reeked of smoke, but when you smoke, you can't smell it. And I swore like a sailor. And here's this proper Christian woman who told me that she was going to stick with me no matter what. And I'm going, huh? You know, and I did stop swearing. There may be a lapse once in a while, but not like I was. And it took, she was my mentor, my teacher, my ADH coach. She was a mother, a sister, an aunt. I mean, it sounds like I'm kind of obsessed, but it's hard to say how she just taught me so much that I did not learn at home. I had no boundaries, and she taught me boundaries. Some of them were very hard. She taught me that God loved me no matter what. The verse, I hope, I'm going to read it because scripture, even after 22 years of Christian reform, is kind of hard for me to remember. So I want to get this right. 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he, she is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come." And she just over and over and over and over. And when I would fail, she kept saying, "God sees you in his glory. He doesn't see you as this broken person. He sees you in his glory. She encouraged me so much. But Annie, she even said that she saw me as God sees me. But there were a few times I know I disappointed her. I could see it in her face. She's only human. And the first 8 years were very hard, but she kept her word and she stuck with me. I quit her a few times, but she stuck with me. And that shows me of God's faithfulness. He sticks with me. Another favorite verse of mine is in John 10 about God holding us in his hand, and he's not going to let anything or anybody snatch us. And I cleave to that. Yay, Karen, I listen, cleave. And she loved COS for me. When I took the sabbatical, I was going to try to find another church, but the sabbatical became me just staying home on Sundays, wallowing in my self-pity. And so she said, it's time to go back. She loved because COS, because you guys just loved me. You guys helped me materially, but mostly emotionally and spiritually. And she also said something that I help you guys. And so I don't know what I do, but I keep coming back. And she died 3 years ago on October 25th. And I sobbed. And that what was funny about that, I was thinking of doing All Saints Day was earlier, I think, that year. And I was thinking of talking about Carol. And then I find out 2 days later that she died. And so, and they didn't need me to, they had enough people, so that I couldn't have done it. But today I can do it. And so I just want to praise God for his faithfulness, praise God for his love for Carol and her love for him. She loved him so much. And she just nurtured me and directed me. And I'm going to say this. I am the adult woman that I hope she would be proud of. Thank you.